The head coach of the BSU Beavers, Brent Bolte, now joining us. Brent, congratulations on a good performance.
Yeah, it was a good day. We kind of dominated all three phases, got some turnovers, and like you were talking about the pick six, I think we had E.J. Olszewski got one, then we had the fumble return for a touchdown, so fun to see all three fired.
Said the two things you want to accomplish in a game like this is, number one, stay healthy. Did you?
Yeah, we had to shut down a couple of kids that we've been, you know, trying to get back a little bit earlier with. Kyle McGraw's been fighting a hamstring all year, and then we had Manny Kugma, kind of the same thing with a hamstring, so we shut him down. So for the most part, though, we'll get through pretty clean, I think.
Second thing you want to accomplish in a game like this is to build depth, and you played a ton of guys again today.
Yeah, it's too bad the conference doesn't allow you to travel about 80 because I think we would have played them all today. But you know, it was great for those young guys and our defense. It was really fun to see on our side on the defensive front. Some of the freshmen, redshirt kids, and kids really got after it there in the third and fourth quarter.
Blake Holder with two extremely long touchdown catches there. Completing plays into the wind that is that strong is not that easy, is it?
No, it was hard. You saw some plays that Jordy got. I mean, we're just a step off too from hitting a couple other big ones. But after last week, Southwest really wanted to take away Holder, and we really wanted to target him a lot today to get him going. He's so talented, so we were able to accomplish that today as well.
You talk about the turnovers, and we talked about it in the pregame show. You know, he hadn't had a fumble recovery yet. Well, there you got a scoop and a score by a guy, Cole Schmitz, who coming into the day had three tackles, and I don't recall even calling his name once this year. And that pretty athletic play to pick that thing up on a run, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome for him, and he's such a good kid. And so for him to get that opportunity, and we had a couple other ones that were on the ground that we just didn't get to. But again, they're just usually just a product of playing hard. Balls end up, you know, bouncing the right way, and if you play that way, you usually have an opportunity. And, you know, good for Cole. Those don't happen very often when your time is up where you get that shot. You got to take advantage of it, and he did.
Walk the listeners through how different a game is when the wind is at your back in a day like this as opposed to when the wind is in your face.
You know, it's crazy. You know, we came out and had a nice drive, but you think about a lot of different things. We're talking about, you know, how to kick off. We try to sky a few to make them return because, you know, they didn't think they would come out. And so on our punt team, we talked about how to roll out, do all sorts of things. So it was difficult. I mean, it was whipping down here 20, 25 mile an hour pretty much all day. So it goes into your decisions. And, you know, we were just trying to get a few first downs, you know, in the first quarter. I think we only scored 6 points and then got hot in the second quarter to kind of put it out of reach.
Can you do me a favor and send somebody to find E.J. Olszewski and send him over to the mic?
I will do so.
Thank you much, sir. Congratulations.
Right. Thanks.
Head coach of the Beavers, Brent Bolte, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. The Beavers are 56-0 winners.